Joe Ng is a Sydney-based photo and video artist and a recent graduate of the National Art School. Her work explores questions about image reproduction, authorship and performance of self, with identity and gender being key to her inquiry. Joe, welcome to Celluloid Dreams.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me about your work, Things I've Seen, and how you've used different perspectives to formulate your work?
Things I've Seen is a video work that began using just conversations as my medium. So what I did was I interviewed and held conversations with friends of mine who are either people of color or part of the queer community. And I asked them what sorts of images came to mind when they imagined themselves. And I did a process of reenactment where I would transcribe all these interviews and I would pick specific images that came up and I would say them in my own voice. And I did that because I was interested in this idea of the image traveling through whatever medium that my friends saw, through their imagination into themselves, and then trying to obscure that process once more by acting it myself and seeing how it made me feel. And then it turned into a video work because I wanted to have some sort of visual component to it. And I borrowed from vlogging aesthetics because I thought that suited the idea of having an image being propelled once more.
Joe, how do gender and your cultural background feed into your creative process?
I think that with my work, I'm interested in images in general. And if I were to talk about my work, it would be about images in the most broadest sense. But in terms of my gender and my identity, it's embedded. There's no way to remove that from my artistic process. I think if I did, it would almost be broken in a way. I don't want it to be obvious in a sense. My gender and my identity is obvious when you first meet me, when you see my face, when you hear my voice. I think one of the reasons why I wanted to interview a lot of my friends who aren't me and are different to me in a lot of ways is because when we think about watching movies, there's a lot of empathy that happens when you enter into a character and you see their point of view. I think that people who aren't cis, hetero, white men have a very well-developed muscle for that sort of empathy. And I guess maybe I was thinking about that in my work as well, unknowingly, now that I think about it.
As an artist at the beginning of your career, I wonder if you can tell me what you think about the creative world you work in and the role gender and cultural backgrounds impact on how you work, and perhaps even the impact on the opportunities that might become available for you.
I think a lot of artists grapple with that already. Like, we have the amazing Tracy Moffat, who really emphasizes her individuality and sidesteps certain labels. But as a young artist, you know, I really do wonder if I have to step into certain categories for my career to begin. But that's something that I'm still working my way through and feeling out, I think. But, oh, we'll find out. I mean, I have, oh gosh, I only have baby ideas about how my career might move forward. I'm also a little bit worried about working in video. I remember when I was in school, we were talking about art as commodification, and my lecturer mentioned that her partner works in video art and said something along the lines of, so basically we're screwed in regards to making money, because video is so hard to make money from. You're demanding time and attention from your audience. There's a lot of things about the dissemination of video work, because it can be replicated, it can be duplicated, it can be spread, it can be uploaded from users who aren't you. So that's one element of my worries about my career. I think there are steps trying to be made by the art world. Broadly speaking, the art world, there are many different types of art worlds. People are trying to be more diverse and audiences are getting used to more diversity, but to me, they're almost like baby steps. The art world still is very white. The people calling the shots are generally white and male. So it's quite scary. There are opportunities that I can see at a grassroots level. And I guess for someone like me, I'm going to have to rely on my community a lot and partake and help others out as well. But top down, it is quite daunting. Sometimes I feel like it's going to take a lot of work on my end to be excellent. I think it's an unfair burden that a lot of people like me feel if they want to be an artist, a successful artist.
Celluloid dreams.
That was video and media artist Jo Ung speaking about her work. For more information, go to joanna.com. You're listening to Celluloid Dreams.